At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to Hurricane Hotline. Thank you again to the head coach of the Miami Hurricanes men's basketball team, Coach Jim Larrañaga, for joining me in the 6 o'clock hour as we get things going here in the 7 o'clock hour. Mike Jaminski from the ACC Network had the call of the game last night between Miami and Georgia Tech. Mike is kind enough to join us here on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Mike, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Good to be with you.
All right, Mike, let's jump right into it here. Obviously, you know, you look at last night's game and what kind of stands out, and we'll break it down a little bit here, but what stands out is the drought that the Hurricanes went on late in that game, and it kind of everything kind of turned when Norchad Omier fouled out and Miami wasn't able to find any offense down the stretch, and Georgia Tech finishes on a 12-0 run. What were your takeaways from the about final 5 minutes of that game?
You know, it was interesting that in talking to Josh Pastner that Georgia Tech had been the victim of some extended runs and their losses. And, you know, he was trying to address that. And, you know, as things unfolded last night, I mean, a lot of things I think were working against Miami. I mean, Isaiah Wong probably had his poorest shooting game of the year. And then I thought, well, one, we'll look at Omier's, 5th foul. When he got in foul trouble early, it didn't look like he ever really recovered from the first half. And, you know, I talked to Jim about, you know, a playing guy, and he does not play guys with 2 fouls. So, Norchad played 7 minutes in the first half. And you look at his final numbers, and they're good, but he was not the dominant player that he had been all year. I thought he just looked really tentative. And then that sequence when he put up what I thought was an ill-advised 3, and then trying to go after the rebound, picks up his 5th foul. And so just really compounded a bad shot with a really bad mistake. And then, you know, kind of quietly, when I thought Wugo Poplar kind of took over the second half. And when Miami was up, you know, it was his defense that really was leading the way. And I think him getting hurt was also a big part of that last 5 minutes.
Yeah, I agree with you. And Mike, I agree with what you said. You know, Isaiah Wong doesn't play well enough last night, obviously, to get the job done. And, you know, Nigel Pack was a little quiet there in the second half as well. So it certainly makes it tough when your scorers are not scoring. And look, credit Georgia Tech. I thought defensively they had a pretty good game plan in there to run a little zone at Isaiah Wong, kind of slow him down.
Yeah, and I thought that Miami, you know, I don't know what Jim's take was on it, and I deferred to him, obviously, but I thought they settled for a lot of long threes, and which they weren't shooting well. I mean, you know, one of the things that we talked about at Miami Shootaround was dealing with that Georgia Tech defense and how it changes, and they haven't really seen much like it. and they really seemed to struggle with it. And you know, and they got some turnovers in the first half, but they didn't score any points off them. And so I think that there were just a lot of things. And then you know, for Tech, really Lance Terry kind of came out of nowhere and had a fabulous game. And you know, Miles Kelly was, who had been playing well, you know, upped his game, but Terry was really kind of the wild card for Georgia Tech.
Mike Chominski here with us, had the call last night for ACC Network. And, you know, Mike, again, just an off night. And that's what Coach said, you know, when I was speaking to him, he said, you know, sometimes those shots, and he did say maybe a few too many threes, but, you know, he just said, hey, it was an off night. Those are shots we've been making all season. And unfortunately, that's going to happen, right? And the one thing that he did mention is that in their two losses this season, the Maryland game and that game against Georgia Tech, is that rebounding has been an issue in those two games. And Miami is certainly an undersized team, but they have done a nice job team rebounding, but they didn't get the job done last night.
Well, and that's again where, you know, I just think O'Meara's presence wasn't there. You know, he got, I think, eight rebounds or so, but, you know, just him, he was not a huge factor out on the floor. And I think that makes them overall a better rebounding team. You know, you throw in his numbers, obviously, and, you know, he's just so dominant on the offensive glass. Normally, if they're having a bad shooting night, then, you know, then he's going to turn some of those into points. So, you know, it was a combination of things, and, you know, it was a hungry Georgia Tech team. They had not won a game on their four game homestand. And were really looking for that first, ACC win. And they finished the game, and, you know, credit them. They played well down the stretch.
Mike Chominski here with us on WQAM. Mike, I want to jump into the ACC here. And just before we even look at the ACC standings, how about last night, NC State just pounds Duke 84-60 as Duke loses their fourth game of the season. They're 2-2 in conference play, but that is a surprising score there, as Duke doesn't get blown out a whole lot.
No, and, you know, but they've NC State has got a really dynamic backcourt in Joyner and Smith, and you know, in today's game, that really, if you're going to be dynamic someplace, that's a good place to be. And you know, Duke is big, and they've got some really, you know, obviously quality freshmen, but you know, NC State just jumped all over them, and the game was pretty much over at halftime. I think Duke had 22 points. It was like 44-22 at half. Again, it was a Wolfpack team. They're sitting there at 1-3. They saw themselves in the bottom third of the conference, and you know to protect home court is a huge thing. So you know, give them you know, a lot of credit, but you know, Terquavion Smith is a dynamic scorer, and him coming back was a big deal. And I thought that was actually I did Miami's win against them down in Coral Gables, and you know, I thought that was one of Miami's better wins. I thought they did a great job against the two of them.
You know, Mike, it's interesting, and we talk about this Miami Hurricanes basketball program and where they stand in the big picture of the ACC. And, you know, obviously the basketball program will never have the, you know, the standing of the North Carolinas or the Dukes of the world, but let's be honest, they've been as successful lately under Coach Jim Larrañaga as any of these teams in the ACC. Have you been surprised at all with how competitive Miami's been when you talk about going up against all these blue blood programs every single year?
Well, a funny side story. When I was 15 years old in high school and a sophomore in high school, Coach Larrañaga came to my house in Monroe, Connecticut, recruiting me for Davidson. So, you know, we go back almost 50 years. And, you know, I've followed Jim, and, you know, I have so much respect for, you know, what he's done at every place in his head coaching life. I was actually I was part of the CBS crew at the Elite Eight when he was with George Mason and beat UConn to go to the Final Four. So I've been there for a lot of his highlights, and I've been there for the real dynamic teams that he had down there at the U and, you know, 13, 14, 15 in that stretch, and had a little bit of a lull, but he's really come back these last couple of years. And every time I come down to do a game down in Coral Gables, I'm like, how can you not recruit this place? I mean, you know, if I'm from the Northeast and I'm coming down there, man, I just, where do I sign up to play, you know, to play down here? And, you know, Jim's done a fabulous, fabulous job. And I think the reason why maybe you don't get the recognition is because you're on the southernmost tip of the ACC. And in its heart, the league is still kind of centric around Tobacco Road and, you know, the original teams. But I don't think anybody can deny the job that Jim has done there in his tenure.
You know, Mike, you bring up recruiting, and it's funny. I just spoke to Coach about recruiting and how unbelievably different the conversation is now than it was a couple of years ago when you talk about transfer portal and NIL and everything that goes along with recruiting now. And Miami has done a great job finding that nice mix between guys that have been able to transfer in and play right away and finding guys that have been really good in high school and developing them into great players. But it is kind of, when you look at it, Mike, kind of crazy what recruiting has become, right?
It's completely, obviously, different from what I knew. And, so much time has gone by since, you know, that was 1980. I graduated, so 40-plus years, certainly a lot has changed. But, yeah, now you're recruiting at both ends of the spectrum of your roster. You're trying to get the best high school talent that you can, and you're trying to plug in gaps with older guys to balance your roster out. And I think it's significant to realize that, you know, even Duke this year, and I think that John Shire going forward is going to, Coach Mike didn't get the portal, you know, the older guys. He stuck with the younger, you know, recruits. But I think John going forward is going to blend in, you know, those top high school guys with older transfers. And I think that's going to be the norm for probably most of the schools around the country.
Mike Chmielewski here with us. All right, Mike, let's take a look at the ACC right now. You got Clemson and Pittsburgh as the two unbeatens in league play. I know Coach L has a lot of respect for Pittsburgh. I heard him talking about them earlier this season. And then, of course, you have the Hurricanes in there at 4-1, Syracuse at 3-1. Out of those top teams there, who do you see making a run at a regular season championship here?
I've known Jeff Capel for a long, long time, and I've known his brother Jason for a long time as well. And I was like, whoa, you know, when they started out 1-3, I was really concerned. But man, if they've turned things around and have had an unbelievable start to the conference, and I think that they're kind of playing like Jamie Dixon's teams did back when he was at Pitt. And you know, they're a little undersized, but they're really tough, and they defend, and Blake Hinson is having an all-conference year, and they're scoring the ball. I looked early in the season, they were in the 50s, and now they're a pretty dynamic team, and it's not like they've beaten the bottom of the league either. I mean, they've beaten Virginia, they've beaten North Carolina. They've got some great wins in those four wins, so I don't think that there's any reason to think that, you know, they can't keep that up.
You know, Mike, and you look at it, Mike, and I mean, I see these teams on the top right now, but I just wonder what you think as far as the strength of the ACC. That's the interesting question now, because everyone talks about the ACC as strong as it's always been. I look at it and I see these teams are all beating each other up here already, like early in the season here, Mike.
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far. I mean, you know, only three teams that are ranked right now, and nobody in the top 10. And a couple of teams have got it going in reverse a little bit. Virginia has had a couple of losses. Virginia Tech was up at the close, but they're sitting at 1-3. So you look at the top, those teams that you talked about, the top four. I mean, Syracuse is the only maybe, you know, recognizable, you know, name, but it has some history to it. And they've struggled. They're 10-5. They lost. I did the game where they got beat by Colgate at home. Clemson has. I want to see them over a longer period of time to see if they can sustain that. Carolina's, and then you've got the bottom teams. Notre Dame to me is a surprise at 0-4. I thought they'd be much better. Louisville, they just don't have any guard play. That's been a problem for Kenny Payne, and their whole season has been a real struggle. And then you got seven teams that are 2-2 or 2-3. So, we're not even at the quarter pole yet. So it's a little early to start, getting the worry beads out, but I think people some teams need to really start putting some wins in a row together and establishing themselves, because nobody's really done that.
Mike, I want to thank you very much for taking the time to join me here on Hurricane Hotline. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much, and I hope we'll see you down in Coral Gables soon.
Well, I hope to be down there, and you got one of my favorite people in the sport, and Jim and Liz, his wife, is they've been a great support for me. That loss last night, notwithstanding, the Canes, I think, are positioned to have another really strong year.
We're looking forward to it. Mike, thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure. You all have a good evening.
All right, Mike Jominski from the ACC Network, kind enough to join us. He was on the call last night for Miami and Georgia Tech. Before we take a pause here, I want to get to our U Health Injury Report, brought to you by U Health, University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts. Treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. Good news for Miami basketball is that they do get a little bit of time off here. They'll be back in action on Wednesday at the Watsco Center. Only a little issue was Wooga Poplar, as you heard Coach mentioned, had a little bump of the knee there. So hopefully he should be okay heading into a Wednesday's game. Other than that, all good here for the Hurricanes moving forward. All right, we are going to take a pause here. When we come back, we are going to talk a little University of Miami swimming. We're going to mix things up here a little bit, something that we have not done, that I have not done here. So we're going to talk a little swimming with Andy Kershaw, the swimming coach, when we come back here on Hurricane Hotline.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.